Hey, hi, hello, guys. So, I don't know if you know a lot about personality colors, but I'm a very red personality with, like, next in line is yellow, okay? So, basically, I can be very, very competitive. I can be very, very blunt. I can be very, very go all in, no bullshit. But I'm also very led from my heart, and my heart is there to help people. I want people to grow. I love people so much. So if you are not capable of taking a red training, then maybe this one is one you should skip, because, like, I'm not here to hurt your feelings, but I'm going to be very blunt and call you out on some stuff here that you're probably doing. And I feel like I can do this because, like, it was calling myself out too. Like, so this isn't me just, like, coming at you. Like, this is shit that resonated with me, and I was like, damn it, all right. I needed to hear that. Like, it wasn't pleasant to hear, but, like, I needed that. I needed that spanking. I needed to be slapped across the face with some stuff and get it in gear and go. So if you cannot handle red trainings, then maybe this isn't for you. Maybe you should skip it, okay? But if you do get some value, I would love for you to screenshot this and share it over to your Instagram and tag me. It's at Leslie_Vivian_. I'm going to spell that out for you real quick. It's the at symbol and then LeslieVivienne_. Okay, so I'd love to know what your biggest takeaway from this is. But we're going to jump right into it. And basically the whole premise of this is that you got to stop with the bullshit, okay? Like, I love you. I love you so much that I know you are worth more than you are giving yourself. Than you're giving yourself in general, okay? So, first things first is that a lot of you are holding yourself back because you're just not pissed off enough. Your back isn't up against that wall. You aren't hungry enough for it. And you're not in a position where you need it bad enough, or you don't have the bigger vision to really pull you to what you're capable of. And you're holding yourself back because you just aren't mad enough. You're not up against the wall. You don't have a reason to go all in for what you're capable of. And now, I do want to say, like, if you are working your business, whatever industry you're in, and it's just a side gig for you, like, 100%, it's just a side hustle. Like, I just do this for fun. Don't even really need the money. I don't want to make this full time. This probably isn't the training for you, because you don't need the slap across the face to get your ass in gear, right? Because it's not, if you have no ambition to make it your full time job or to make it your income or whatever, you know, then it probably isn't something that you're really going to get anything out of on this training. But, like, if your goal is to be able to make your network marketing your full-time, if it is to quit your job, if it is to be able to do this as your steady base of income, then maybe this is for you, okay? So, first things first is if you gotta take the action. You gotta get a little more pissed off and put a little more into it and really have the drive. Cause when you're pissed off and you're up against that wall, like, there's nothing that I could tell you that you wouldn't go do because you want it to work so bad. Your leader, your mentor, your whoever you look up to in the business can be like, I need you to go make this TikTok right now because everyone's is blowing up. Within, like, 5 minutes, you're gonna have that TikTok made, right? Because you need to be doing and taking the actions to get your business where you want it to go, okay? So, like, you tend to be more coachable, leadable. You're ready to just go do the things and you don't sit there and think about it. You just get it the fuck done because you're hungry and you're pissed and you want more, right? The second thing is that no is a full sentence, okay? This can go on so many aspects of life, but we're going to take it down the business avenue. You can tell your friends, no, I'm not going out every single night. You can tell your friends, no, or family or whatever, I need to make my business a priority. You can tell people who are sitting there telling you you'll never make it, like, this is a scam, pyramid scheme, whatever. First off, like, literally every fucking business plan in the world could be considered a pyramid scheme. It's all a fucking pyramid. Someone somewhere is going to be making more money than you, okay? But whatever. I digress. We're not going to get into that right now. But know's a full sentence. Stop allowing others to control your life because it's your life. They're not contributing. Are they paying for you to get to the vision you want? Are they paying for you to have the house you want? Are they paying your bills? Are they paying you so you can travel around the world? Are they taking care of whatever financial needs and things to get you to what you want to be able to do in life? No. So tell them to fuck off every now and then. Okay? Like, come on. No's a full sentence. You are allowed to tell somebody, no, I'm not going to the bar and getting shit-faced tonight. No, I don't want to go out to lunch today, but we could do it this other day when I don't have a meeting to get on. No is a full sentence, okay? Say no every once in a while. That's all there is to that. I'm going to go to number three now, okay? You have to be brutally honest with yourself. And this is probably one of the hardest ones out there, is creating that self-awareness and being able to tell yourself that you're fucking around and not getting shit done like you're supposed to, okay? Stop letting yourself off the hook so damn easy. Stop saying, well, I'm kind of tired, so I'm just going to go to bed and I'll do it tomorrow, right? No, get it the fuck done now. And go to bed with that satisfaction that it's done. I'm going to be completely transparent right now, okay? So yesterday, it was about 2 p.m., right? I'd done some work. I'd got some stuff done. Got some stuff around the house done. I felt decently accomplished. But for whatever reason, I was kind of tired. I honestly could have taken a nap and been happy. I hadn't got my workout done. I hadn't even drank any water, which is probably the reason. Both of those right there are the reason I was feeling tired and fatigued. Fun fact, when you're working out and stuff like that and putting your health first, it helps with that energy level. So there's that. But like, I won't lie. I went and laid down in bed and I lasted there about 10 minutes. I went and laid down. I had taken some pictures before I laid down. I worked, I was laying there. I got a post up and I was like, all right, my post is up. I set a timer for 30 minutes. I was like, I'm going to take a power nap. Maybe it's talking about napping is literally like making me yawn right now. Although it's like 11 a.m. and I'm not tired at all. But does anybody else have that problem? Like somebody started talking about sleep and napping and being tired. And all of a sudden I'm like yawning. And I'm like, why am I even yawning? I'm not even actually tired. I'm actually pretty pumped up and fired up right now. But I did. I went in there and laid down. And I had full intentions of taking like a 30-minute nap. And then I would wake up, go get my kids from school, come back and get more stuff done. I laid there. I don't even think I made it in like a full 3 minutes to that 30 minutes. And I was like, no, like this is bullshit. We're better than this. I knew the reasons I wanted to take a nap and I could have gone and fixed them, right? So a couple minutes in, I canceled the timer. I got my ass up. I changed into my workout gear. And I filled up my water jug and I took my ass outside and I did my 45-minute walk. And guess what? I felt so much fucking better afterwards. Sorry, I had to get a drink, guys. So I could have sat there and laid there and my mind was going insane. Like my mind was not tired. I just felt like I was tired because I was fatigued because I haven't been drinking my water and I haven't been doing my health things that I needed to be doing. So that was me not allowing myself to let myself off the hook. I didn't want to get up and do the workout. I didn't want to get up and fill my water jug. I didn't want to, but I had to be like, no, we're not going to bullshit this. We're not going to take a fucking nap. We're going to get up and get shit done, okay? So I got up and got shit done. I didn't allow myself to let myself off the hook, all right? But that's being completely transparent. Like, these aren't things I'm just telling you. These are things I literally have to do daily. Like, these are things that I struggle with also. This isn't like I'm trying to attack you personally. But these are things that resonated with me because, like, I deal with these every single day as well. So self-awareness is vital, and you can't change things if you can't identify them, all right? So be willing to literally self-assess yourself. Am I really that tired? Am I really that exhausted? Am I really, talking about being exhausted, I'm yawning again. Why does that happen? It's so annoying. I'm not even tired. But you have to be able to identify whether you're just like bullshitting yourself or you can actually get up and get the shit done. It's just, are you going to take the easy route or are you going to do what the fuck needs to get done? Okay. So that's number three. Number four for you guys is that leadership is not a level in your company. I don't know who needs to hear this, but I see leaders that are low level in companies because they're showing the fuck up. They're doing the thing. And then there's high level people in companies that I wouldn't consider a leader at all. Like, you never see them. You never see them pouring into their teams. You never see them doing anything. Like, one second. I may have to pause this. The UPS guy's chilling outside my door, and I don't know if he's like, got something for me. I'm going to keep talking until he comes up my drive or something. All right. So, leadership's not a level. Leadership is how you show up. It's a verb. It's an action. You can be 5 days into your business and be a leader. Okay? Like, it's all 100% about how you are showing up, how you are acting, how you are contributing, how you're helping, how you're leading, okay? So stop taking it as you are not a leader just because you have not hit a certain rank, a certain level, a certain income goal, whatever in your company. You can be a leader where you are today based on how you show up, all right? Number five is that if you are not constantly putting your foot on that gas, how do you expect to get anywhere? Do you get in your car in the morning? And I'm going to use taking my kids to school as an example. Who had to get another drink? All right. I don't load us up into the car and then sit there and expect us to make it to school. My foot has to hit the gas if we're going to go to school. My foot has to hit the gas if I'm going to go anywhere in my business. My foot has to hit the gas if I'm going to go anywhere in my health journey. Like, if I'm not pushing my foot down on that pedal, if I am not consistently doing the things, if I'm not consistently showing up, then I'm not going to get anywhere. So stop putting the key in the ignition, turning the car on, and then expecting it to go places if you are not putting in the work. Does that make sense? So that's like people that sign up, they buy a kit, they buy whatever, they get their investment into their business, right? And then it's just chilling on a shelf in their house or whatever, whatever it is. But they're not talking about it. They're not sharing how it's changed their lives. Nobody even knows you have a business because you're not putting your foot on that pedal and doing anything with it. You can't just get the stuff and then expect to go anywhere. You got to put the ignition in, put it in gear, and actually sit there and put your foot on that pedal, okay? The next one is you got to stop counting yourself out without even trying. This is something I am really bad out about. Like, if people put out in our company, put out like incentives, or whether it's my leader puts out an incentive or my company, whatever, you know, like whatever it is, there's like incentive trips or goals or like bonuses or whatever. And so many times I have just automatically, before the incentive even started, I've counted myself out without even trying. Like, didn't even show up for it because I was like, there's no way. There's no way little old me is going to do it. There's no way, right? There's no way. But I didn't even try. Like, how do I know if I haven't even tried? Like, what if you fly? How do you know you can't do something if you haven't even taken one step forward into doing it? Stop counting yourself out without even fucking trying to do something, okay? And then the last one I have for you guys is that you are meant to fail, okay? You are going to fail. You are meant to fail. Failure is another vital aspect of anything in life, any journey. Failure teaches you lessons. Failure makes you better, and failure makes you stronger. The only thing is, like, the difference between you and, like, that, I quote-unquote, successful person that you are watching daily, that you're aspiring to be, that you're like, oh my God, I want that life, or I want this, or whatever. The only difference between you and them is that they failed more. They have failed and failed and failed, and they've learned lessons. They've stood back up. And then here's the thing. They got back up more. Because obviously to get where they are, they didn't sit there in their failure. They said, all right, we failed. What did we do? How can we fix it? They found a solution. They're solution oriented, and they got back up and they fixed it and they did it again. And then they failed again, and then they fixed it, and then they did it again, and they kept fucking going. That's the difference between you and anyone else, is that they failed more. They're willing to fail. They're putting themselves out there, and failure is an option. Failure, you're meant to fail in life. Failure, it's not something they're scared of, because they know that when they fail, that they're going to learn how to do it better next time. It's going to make them stronger, and they can get back up and do it over again and figure it out, okay? So, I know that was super aggressive, and I just also need you to know that that comes from a very massive place of love. Like, I'm very red, yellow color personalities. If you don't know anything about that, you can go Google it. But like, I'm very blunt. I'm very, very, very red, but I'm also very yellow in wanting you to be successful. I'm very yellow in wanting other people to win. I'm very yellow in like wanting people to have the lives they deserve. And honestly, one of the biggest problems I have that like kills me daily is that I guarantee I want you to win more than you want you to win. And when I see you not showing up how I know you could show up, like, it breaks my heart, because I just see so much potential in people, and I know that if they just put they did the thing, that they could do anything they wanted to do. But I know it's a life journey. Like, it's a mindset thing. You got to grow, you got to get better, you got to fail, you got to do the things. So here's my thing for you, is you're allowed to have grace. You're allowed to have days that just suck. You're allowed to take care of your mental health. You are allowed all of these things, but don't stay stuck in them. If you need to take a day off, do what you need to do. You need to listen to your body. You need to listen to your mental health. You need to listen to all those things. So don't take this as me telling you that you're not allowed to take a minute for yourself. But you have to also be very aware of like when you're giving yourself too much grace. All right. So if you got any value from this, I would love for you to screenshot it, put it in your IG stories, tag me at Leslie_Vivian_, and let me know what your biggest takeaway from this was. All right. So I will chat with you guys all later. I hope you got something out of this, and I hope all you yellows and like, you know, didn't. I hope you're not over there crying right now, okay? So I love you. I really, really, really do. And I will talk to you all later.